Today's GeoQuiz is about road safety, or more to the point, the lack of road safety. A new report by the CDC looks at crashes and traffic accident deaths in the U.S. It says the medical and work loss costs in a single year add up to an estimated $41 billion. Serious traffic accidents are a global problem, especially in developing nations. Case in point, the Bangladeshi city we're looking for today is home to an infamous highway. It's considered one of the world's most dangerous. Nearly 50 people have been killed on it so far this year and 500 injured. This hazardous highway links the northern city of Sylhet with the Bangladeshi capital. So just name the capital and you've got it. We'll hear what some Bangladeshi drivers have to say about this highway in a few minutes. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You think your commute is tough? Well, in our GeoQuiz today, we asked you about one of the world's most dangerous highways. The BBC's Anbarasan Etarajan is in Bangladesh. Tell us where this highway is, this allegedly world's most dangerous highway.
This is in the north of the capital, Dhaka. It connects with the northeastern city of Sylhet, which is closer to the border with India. It's about 225 kilometers long. This road is quite narrow, even though they had upgraded recently. It has a very intense traffic. It's supposed to be a highway, but it also, you can see pedestrians crossing the road, cows crossing the road, bullock cars, horse-driven cars, all types of vehicle crisscrossing in this road. So because the road is narrow and the traffic is intense, that's why accidents happen. That's one reason. Number two, whether the drivers follow traffic rules or not, because everyone drives in an erratic manner here, and that's why it's being described as one of the most dangerous roads for drivers.
The Dhaka-Sylhet Highway. It's outside Dhaka, Bangladesh, and Dhaka is the answer to the GeoQuiz today. Anbarasan, how do we know it's not an exaggeration to call the Dhaka-Sylhet Highway the most dangerous one in the world?
If you go by official statistics, about 180 people get killed in accidents every year. That's about like 0.6 deaths for every kilometer.
So if we do the conversion, we're talking about one fatality per mile.
Exactly. Every day you can see accidents in this highway.
Describe for us the most hair-raising part of the road for you. I mean, you know, that part of the road where a passenger is always pressing down on that imaginary brake.
The most terrifying thing is that because Bangladesh is on the delta of Ganges and Brahmaputra, two mighty rivers in the Indian subcontinent, the country gets flooded very often. You see the paddy fields on the sides, which means like there are no barriers which can protect the vehicle from rolling over to the ditch on the side. The second thing is also when you see a public transport bus taking people from one city to another, they will be hanging on the, you know, the entrance to the bus. And then there will be the same number of people traveling on the rooftop as well. If you travel on the rooftop, then your ticket is less than the normal price. Mm. So if the bus falls on a roadside ditch or meets with an accident, many people die. The feeling you get is like, oh my God, what happens if this bus meets with an accident?
You've been speaking with some drivers who, it seems, don't have any choice but to take the dangerous Dhaka-Sylhet Highway. Let's listen to what they have to say.
When I drive in my lane, buses come from the opposite side, which try to overtake other vehicles. They often crash into vehicles from the opposite side. We've had many head-on collisions.
Most of the accidents are head-on collisions. Sometimes big vehicles come from behind and push smaller vehicles into the roadside ditch. Drivers should just follow the rules.
Anbarasan Etarajan, the United Nations says that one of the biggest dangers of this highway are the pedestrians.
Exactly. No one will stop, so you have to take your chance to cross the road. And there are no overbridges, like footbridges, where people can go to the other side of the road safely, and everyone wants to go in a hurry. These highways just cut through many towns and villages, which means people from one side of the shop on the one side of the road, they just cut across and then go to the other side, which means they're always in danger. And that's why the United Nations is now launched this program to create awareness, to reduce fatalities, and also to introduce post-accident care in Bangladesh. But they need money. They want multilateral institutions to come and give some loans to educate the drivers on what happens when an accident happens, how to call an ambulance on the highway patrol, whether these police officers are properly equipped. Of course, there is a long way to go, but they are making some progress.
The BBC's Anbarasan Etarajan in Bangladesh, and Anbarasan, if you have to take the Dhaka-Sylhet highway, travel safely, please.
Sure. Thanks very much.